As these COVID-19 cases continue to increase in Barbados and other Caribbean countries, there are some who believe that it may ultimately push us more into the 21st century when it comes to the whole question of the services that we can deliver. One such person is Professor Avinash Prasad, advisor to Prime Minister Motley.
Well, of course, David, we must be led by the public health advice. And that public health advice is telling us that many of us, if we can, should be staying at home and working from home. And that's easier said than done. The countries that are going to be most able to do that are those which have strongest internet penetration, smartphones, and we're there. But what we're lacking at the moment, I'd say, is enough adoption, and much using new products, new services. It's long been this government's development, part of this government's development plan, its development model, that the future is Barbadians exporting professional services down a broadband connection. Now, when you say professional services, people think that lawyers and accountants, but it can be a variety of things. It can be the creative economy. It can be script writing. It could be developing music to match with jingles, music jingles to match with ads. So it's a whole range of things, but using the digital economy and the digital channels to get things to the marketplace. And that solves our geographical problem. If we are selling professional services down a broadband connection, one, we can do it from home, and two, selling to China is just as easy as selling it to St. Vincent or Trinidad. Now, it's not just about having a website. Some of the early pioneers in Barbados, like Hopscotch, will tell you that it's about software development, it's about fleet management, it's about your online payment systems. And so the development of this industry could be very good at drilling down and developing high-wage professional service type economy. I've been struck by how quickly people have been taking things into their own hands and actually trying to develop this. We've got a raft of new delivery companies. WeFetch, I've seen. DeliverCart, I think. Massey has a new delivery service. And so we're looking in the government to see how we can support this development to enable our economy to be more resilient to things like this, because they may happen again in the future. Also resilient to climate change. Even before the tragedy of COVID-19, we've been thinking about how to waterproof our economy from a major hurricane, and having people selling stuff down a broadband connection, perhaps through a satellite connection, makes waterproofing your economy much easier.
And what are your initial thoughts on what exactly government can do to assist in this area?
Well, we've been speaking to people in the industry, and to see what do they need to ramp up to move to the next level. Firstly, government needs to be quite responsive, and I've been pleasantly surprised at how quickly some of these companies have come on board. From idea to implementation has been, in some cases, 7 days. And that's really a striking measure of the new Barbadian economy. If I'd said to you, David, a few years ago, that you could have an idea and actually be delivering something in 7 days, you would be chuckling at me and saying, in your dreams, Abby. But we've already seen that. But how do we ramp them up? Because it's all very well having a business that operates and it's fine for four or five people. We want a business that works for 40 and 50 people. So we're looking to see whether that's about giving some financial assistance so they can invest in the software development and the fleet management. We're trying to align the national training initiative so it helps train maybe drivers and people who'll be using the new delivery economy and being employed in the new delivery economy.
Professor Avinash Prasad on Sagicor's Early Business.